From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The two U.S. presidential candidates clashed in a second debate late Sunday in St. Louis, a town hall format allowing audience members to question them. The first had to do with running a positive campaign being watched by both adults and children. The first to speak, Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton.
We are going to be looking for ways to celebrate our diversity, and we are going to try to reach out to every boy and girl as well as every adult to bring them in to working on behalf of our country. I have a very positive and optimistic view about what we can do together.
Her Republican counterpart Donald Trump explained why he chose to seek the highest public office.
I began this campaign because I was so tired of seeing such foolish things happen to our country. This is a great country. This is a great land. I've gotten to know the people of the country over the last year and a half that I've been doing this as a politician. And my whole concept was to make America great again.
Trump apologized for crude remarks about women made 11 years ago in a video released last week as locker room talk. He accused former President Bill Clinton, Clinton's husband, of being abusive toward women. Mrs. Clinton said the audio revealed who Donald Trump really is, adding this is not who we are as a country. The two clashed over immigration, terrorism, and health care. The Ethiopian government has declared a six-month state of emergency in response to intensified and deadly anti-government protests. Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn made the announcement in a televised address. It went into effect Saturday, reportedly allows authorities to stop and search and detain suspects without court authorization, as well as conduct house searches. This is VOA News.